Listening Library presents Guy Langman, Crime Scene Procrastinator, by Josh Burke. Read for you by Jim Meskimen. Part 1. Prologue. It's no coincidence that I got interested in forensics right around the time they put my dad in the ground. It was a beautiful day. Say what you will about the jurors, but sometimes New Jersey can be absolute perfection. Mid-May, near the end of sophomore year, the birds were chirping a melodic song, and the breeze was tiptoeing through the air, just enough force to kiss your face, but far too polite to disrupt even a single hair on your head. According to the sign outside the first bank of Berry Ridge on the way to the cemetery, the temperature was a lucky 77 degrees. Those two lucky sevens stood crookedly, shining on in perfect symmetry. 77 degrees is perfection. The deep blue of the sky was perfect, and the wispy clouds looked like they sprang from a painter's brush. Everything was perfect. Yes, it would have been an absolutely ideal New Jersey spring day if I hadn't been spending it at my father's funeral. I had a bunch of tissues. Before we left the house, I jammed my suit pockets with them until my pockets were bulging cartoonishly, like I was a shoplifter swiping throw pillows. The last time I bought a suit was for my bar mitzvah, so it hardly fit. I looked ridiculous. I knew that. I had two whole boxes of tissues in there. I feared I'd need them all. I was wrong. I needed more. They only lasted a few minutes. All the tissues were sopping wet almost immediately, reduced to pointless mush. I ended up catching my tears in my hands like a child collecting raindrops.